From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The eighth round of the UN-backed Syrian peace process gets underway in Geneva, but the government delegation has delayed its arrival. Yet UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura remained upbeat about the prospect of ending the nearly seven-year conflict.
I did say after Raqqa, after Deir ez-Zor, and let us now perhaps say also after the government of Syria defeated ISIS recently in the last stronghold of Abu Kamal, the operation to combat and defeat ISIS' territorial foothold in Syria would have completed its main tasks, and there would be a moment of truth for bringing about a real political process. I still believe that the moment of truth has arrived.
The opposition continues to demand that President Bashar al-Assad step down as part of any deal. A Syrian newspaper said the government decision to delay its arrival stems from the opposition's position. Anthony Billingsley is an analyst with Australia's University of New South Wales.
Everybody, apart from some of the opposition groups and perhaps the US, have accepted that Assad need not necessarily go. And so there's a fundamental problem there if the Geneva talks are going to make any progress.
On the ground, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said another government artillery barrage, a rebel-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus, Monday killed nearly 20 people despite a ceasefire. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, dissolved the cabinet of his predecessor, Robert Mugabe, just days after being sworn in. He's named a new interim finance minister. Meanwhile, the country's former finance minister, Ignatius Chombo, has been denied bail as he awaits trial on corruption charges. This is VOA News. An Argentine naval spokesman Monday said water is believed to have entered the snorkel of the ill-fated ARA San Juan, causing the submarine's battery to short-circuit before it disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. The vessel is believed to have had only about 7 days of oxygen to support the crew of 44 on board. With hope fading to find survivors, Marta Vallejos, a relative of one of the crew members, said she is fasting in hope of a miracle. More than a dozen countries continued to an ongoing search and rescue operation. In Honduras, a leftist TV game show host appears to be on course to be winning a tight race for the presidency of the Central American nation. Entertainer Salvador Nasralla appears to have defeated center-right incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez. The impoverished nation suffers from a high murder rate, gang violence, and corruption. Pope Francis Tuesday met leaders of several faiths in majority Buddhist Myanmar, also known as Burma, calling for unity and diversity. Later, he meets State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi. Monday, the Pope met with the military chief amid accusations of ethnic cleansing and a security crackdown targeting Rohingya Muslims. Patrick Najjar was among the Catholics turned out on the streets to see the Pope as he headed to the residence of the Archbishop in Yangon. He said he hopes the Pope brings peace and unity to the country. The Pope will also travel to Bangladesh, where he'll meet some of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who fled Myanmar. At least 11 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded Monday, after two attackers shot several civilians in the Narawan area southeast of Baghdad before one blew himself up. The other was killed by police. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Britain's Prince Harry is officially engaged to American actress Meghan Markle. A wedding is planned for spring. In an interview Monday, the prince, fifth in the line to the British throne, said he was immediately taken with a 36-year-old American divorcee.
The fact that I fell in love with Meghan so incredibly quickly was a sort of confirmation to me that all the stars were aligned, everything was just perfect.
Markle, best known for her work in the television drama Suits, she is also a global ambassador for World Vision Canada, which campaigns for better education, food and health care for children. As well as her humanitarian work, she's known for campaigning for gender equality. French President Emmanuel Macron is in Burkina Faso, a former French colony, for the opening leg of a three-day trip to Africa aimed at boosting French influence. He'll stop in Ivory Coast and Ghana and take part in the fifth Europe-Africa summit in Abidjan. After two elections, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta Tuesday took the oath of office for his second term, even as the opposition refused to recognize his government and turned out in a counter-demonstration amid heavy police presence. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.